Well, no zombies for Christmas, and we're going to deal with some other dead first, though. Another nail in the coffin for daytime soaps. TV Guide entertainment critic Matt Rausch is here. So first, the soaps. Who's next? Who's getting the axe?
Well, it's been a long time coming for these ABC soaps. All My Children Are went off the air already in the fall, and then in January we're going to lose One Life to Live, which leaves only General Hospital left on ABC. So really the networks pretty much only have just about one daytime drama left per network. It's very much a genre that's on the way out. But there was going to be a lifeline for many months now. We've been hearing about this company that wanted to keep both of the canceled ABC shows alive on an online-only basis that might have actually migrated to cable at some point. And this, they seemed very serious about it, but they kind of made the deal before they announced the deal before they made all the deals. And so there was a lot of speculation about whether they could actually pull these things off, whether they'd be able to produce these soaps for online on the same level that they were producing for network, get the actors on board, get the guilds on board. And it turned out that it was just too much. So right before Thanksgiving, this company announced that despite their best efforts, maybe they were ahead of their time or something, but it just wasn't going to happen. So when January comes around, when One Life to Live goes off the air, that will be its last life, and we won't see either it or All My Children come back online or anywhere else for that matter, I suppose. So once again, it just looks like one form of television that really is a truly endangered species.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, but people watch these things, don't they?
Well, they used to, you know, viewing habits do change, and the cost of putting these shows on five times a week, an hour a day, compared to what it costs to put something like The Chew, a cooking show, or other lifestyle type shows, which is the kind of show that will be replacing One Life to Live. It won't be scripted. It will be more of a, you know, informational talk kind of a thing. And so that's where really the trend is in daytime nowadays. So much like the variety show in primetime, some things just have their time. But this has been such a staple for so many years. And there still is an audience watching General Hospital. Young and the Restless still apparently does well enough to keep it going. So we haven't seen the end of them altogether, but they are definitely on their way out.
All right. And real quickly, you tell us, speaking of chewing, you tell us the little boys and girls who want a zombie for Christmas are going to be disappointed this year.
Well, I suppose so. Yeah, the thing is, zombies and Christmas season just don't mix, which is why AMC is taking The Walking Dead off after tonight. And I got to tell you, tonight's episode is really just as gut-wrenching and as gut-busting as they come. It is true horror on that show. It is a very graphic and very rough series. It's also very well done. But last year it went off the air for the holidays as well, but it didn't come back. They only did six episodes in the first season because they were afraid it wasn't going to catch on. Well, it's a big hit now, and so when it goes off the air after tonight, it's going to come back in February with the back half of its season. And it's just really strong stuff. And those who have a stomach for it really do like The Walking Dead. I got to say, tonight's episode has a major payoff. So that is, for those who have the stomach for it, it's good TV.
All right. Hey, thank you, Matt Rausch, TV Guide entertainment editor.